This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station ISS this afternoon. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California at around 3 p.m. tomorrow Indian time. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon, the crew capsule, carrying group captain Shukla, along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS. In his farewell speech aboard ISS, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984, group captain Shukla said India still looks sari jahan se acha from above.
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूँ कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है आज का भारत निडर दिखता है आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूँ कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है.
Along with Shukla, the mission had three mother astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the U.S. and mission specialists Slavoj Uznanski-Wisniewski and Tibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. Chandrayaan-3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. On this day in 2023, LVM-3M4 rocket developed by the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully launched Chandrayaan-3 into the orbit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for a smooth development in bilateral relations.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
Delivering the opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated the Chinese side cooperation for the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayama and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among tribals of our country. President Murmu was speaking at the fifth convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar this evening. She said, not only from India, but patients from across the world are coming for treatment to the AIIMS set up at different parts in India. The Andhra Pradesh government today launched a portal to make drone services accessible to common man. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu launched the AP Drone Mart portal, marking a significant push toward integrating advanced technology in key service sectors. Developed by the AP Drone Corporation, the portal is designed to provide drone-based service across various sectors, including agriculture, infrastructure, development and disaster management. Through this platform, farmers can use drones for pesticide spraying, crop monitoring and other agricultural needs. India today lost the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against England on final day at Lord's in London. India lost all wickets, scoring 170 runs, chasing target of 193 set by the hosts. On the day four, yesterday, hosts were bowled out for 192. Earlier, India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. And with that, we end this news bulletin.